Our reading out of the Old Testament this morning, we've been looking at the book of Exodus for the last few weeks, and I think it's very appropriate that we are now in Exodus 20. If you remember, in Exodus 20, it's the Ten Commandments, verses 1 through 18. Hear God's word. Then God instructed the people as follows. I am the Lord your God who rescued from slavery in Egypt. Do not worship any other gods beside me. Do not make idols of any kind, whether in your shape of birds or animals or fish. You must never worship or bow down to them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not share your affection with any other god. I do not leave unpunished the sins of those who hate me, but I punish the children for the sins of their parents to the third and fourth generation. But I lavish my love on those who love me and obey my commands, even for a thousand generations. Do not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The Lord will not let you go unpunished if you misuse his name. Remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days a week are set apart for your daily duties and regular work. But the seventh day is a day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. And on that day, no one in your household may do any kind of work. This includes your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, your livestock, and your foreigners living among you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them, and he rested on the seventh day. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart as holy. Honor your father and mother. Then you will live a long life, a life full in your land, and the Lord your God will give to you. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not testify falsely against your neighbor. And do not covet your neighbor's house. Do not covet your neighbor's wife, male or female servant, ox or donkey, or anything else your neighbor owns. And when the people heard the thunder and the loud blast of the horn, remember the shofar? And when they saw the lightning and the smoke billowing from the mountain, they stood at a distance with trembling and fear. You know, God has given us the Ten Commandments, and it's about an attitude of respect. Respect for God, respect for one another. But all the Ten Commandments deal with our priorities of honor and respect, every one of them. The first and second commands us to honor God above everything else. The third commands us to honor his name. The fourth, to honor the Sabbath. And the fifth, to honor our parents. The last five commandments tell us to honor others in our community and do not murder them. I think that's a good idea. Some people in the world need to pay attention to that. Do not murder them. And do not defile them with adultery, and not steal from them, and not lie to them or against them, and not want to have what they have. You see, proper respect for God and others, that's the heartbeat of the Ten Commandments. May God add his blessings to the reading and hearing of the Ten Commandments in Exodus and the commentary. Have a blessed day.